My name is Benjamin Inglesby, and I'm the food skills educator at the local community food center.
You guys have a very exciting program starting up next week. So the Welcome Kitchen, what can you tell us about Welcome Kitchen? How does it work?
Yeah. So Welcome Kitchen is a new program we're working on at the local community food center, and it's going to start next Thursday, February 2nd. Mm-hmm. Welcome Kitchen is designed for anyone of any age or any background or any kitchen experience, any comfort level to come on in, and we can all work together to make a meal, share a meal, hopefully have some conversations, build some community, and make some friends along the way.
That sounds like a program that I would love. I mean, I did take cooking classes in high school, but other than that, I'm not very good.
That's all right. We accept people. You can know how to, you can have chopped 1,000 onions in your life, or it can be the first time you're looking at a knife and a cutting board saying, what do I do with this in front of me? And we're happy to take any and all. There's always room and there's always something to do.
And like you said, all ages. So even kids can come and play in the kitchen. Not play in the kitchen, but get to know the kitchen.
Absolutely. One of the goals of Welcome Kitchen too is to hopefully bring people into the local who have never been there before or who know very little about what we do or about the services that we offer. So when I say everyone, I do mean everyone. You can bring your... you can bring your two-year-old kid and yourself, and you can bring your grandparents of whatever age and everything in between, and we will happily find a task for each and every person to be involved and to answer any questions that anyone might have as well.
And so for those people who don't know what the local does, can you tell us a little bit about what you can expect when you volunteer or when you show up to the local community food center?
Absolutely. The local community food center has existed in Stratford for about a decade now, and our primary mission is to combat food insecurity, both in our community, but also on the grander scale. And we do that through a variety of programs that sort of run counter to the food bank model. So we teach programs like this one, Welcome Kitchen, to give people the skills they need to exceed and excel in the kitchen. We also do things like host low-cost markets where we sell everything we get at cost to try and avoid some of the food prices that you're going to find at the grocery stores right now. We do one-on-one peer advocacy sort of thing to help people if they need to file Ontario disability support payments or if they need help filling out government forms. We also do advocacy on a local, provincial, and national level as well with our parent organization. So we really have our fingers and our hands in a lot of different pots of honey as we try and address issues of food insecurity in whatever way possible. And especially coming out of the pandemic, this is a continuing and growing problem. We're now up to 1 in 6 Canadians that are food insecure on a daily basis. So we just try and do whatever we can each day.
Yeah. And we're so lucky to have a resource like that in our community. But back to Welcome Kitchen.
It's every Thursday starting on the 2nd, February 2nd.
Yes, every Thursday starting February 2nd from 3:30 to 6 p.m. And this is a drop-in program. So if you can't commit to the full 2.5 hours, that's okay. You can show up at 3:30 and stay for an hour. You can show up at 5 and help with just the last little bit of prep and then enjoy the meal together. Really, any excuse we have to get you through our door, we're going to take. Mm-hmm. So if you find any moment, any half an hour that you'd like to attend Welcome Kitchen, please come on out.
And you're on Erie Street.
So. We are 612 Erie Street. Just to use some Stratford landmarks, people know where Erie Drive-In is. We are right beside that.
Oh, yeah. For the first night on February 2nd, what meal are you hoping to make? Is it a surprise? Do we get to know?
No, you can absolutely know. I think on the first meal, we're going to try and make homemade tacos completely from scratch. So I'm talking
tortillas and everything?
Yeah, we're going to make our own tortillas. We're going to make our own fillings. We're going to make our own salsa. We're going to make our own guacamole. We're going to do all of that from scratch.
Oh my gosh, I want to come.
Absolutely. You're more than welcome. But
I'll try.
I think the beauty of this program going forward too is, and the beauty of really all programs is what they are going to be flows from the people who attend them. So as much as it will be learning kitchen skills, it's not necessarily going to be me deciding this week we're doing this and I want everyone to learn this. It's going to flow from the people who attend and what the people who attend want to see and want to do. So those are the things we're going to try and to try and make centerpieces of Welcome Kitchen.
So people who come to Welcome Kitchen might be able to vote on what meal they want to make?
Absolutely. They will certainly be able to strongly influence the meals that we're going to make.
You will be the one teaching everybody in the kitchen.
Yes, I will be the one facilitating facilitating Welcome Kitchen. I'll be there every week, rain or shine. Not in snowstorms like today, but rain or shine, we will be there.
Okay. Perfect. Well, thank you very much, Ben, a skills educator for the local community food center.
Thank you for having me today.
We'll see you at Welcome Kitchen.
I'll be there. Hope to see lots of faces out.